And your crew that works in the whole restoration, like what is it that brings these folks together? Are they obviously are aircraft mechanics, but what else? What makes up this group of restoration?
Well, you know, we've come through some changes because, of course, the museum was founded on veterans. But we no longer have many, if any, veterans associated with the museum. It's now the sons and daughters of veterans, of pilots, and of course, like you say, individuals that have a keen interest. They may be aircraft mechanics. They may be flight instructors. Some of our flying committee are commercial pilots, and they come and visit us and help us out when they're not working. Others are retired commercial pilots. So, you know, aviation brings a lot of different people together. And, you know, you may be interested in us because of the history. You may be interested in us because of the love of flight. And either way, it's just wonderful when you can get so many varied people together to help promote and preserve what we're telling the public.
Mm-hmm. And there is a fair variety of the different aircraft that has been restored there at the museum. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have quite an extensive collection. Not all of them are airworthy, but, you know, certainly back in the early days, we had veterans restoring aircraft for display. And certainly some of the aircraft that we have flying today were found in a farmer's field with trees growing through them. So they've gone through quite the transformation. Our Harvard is the oldest flying Harvard in Canada, for instance. So there's a lot of history and a lot of devotion that made it possible for these aircraft to be flying. And that goes not just for the aircraft. That goes for the buildings on our site, the collection that we have, the vehicles that run at our site. So nothing would be as impressive as it is if it wasn't for volunteers.